through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Everybody, welcome back to a fresh new week of Rated G Radio. I am thrilled that you are joining us this evening, and if you have questions for Jessie Knight, she'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. She's an intuitive advisor, and she will take your calls and questions. On the hotline, you can dial in at 323-657-1493. We are live for the next hour. Your screen will show that we're live for 2 hours, but we set that up in advance because if we go over by like, you know, 1 second, the show cuts off, and I don't want to do that to you. So it really is a 60-minute program. I'm thrilled that you're going to be part of the listenership tonight. And again, Jesse would love to take your calls. I want to give you a quick kind of rundown or preview of what's going to be happening this week on the show. So if you have not followed the program yet, you can, and that way you get a unique link every day of what's happening. And I say that because every show has a different link for the program. So it's great that if you just are, you know, surfing around on Blog Talk Radio, you find, you know, Rated G Radio and you say, I'm going to tune in. That sounds like fun, because it's always fun. But if you want to get a link for every single show, which means that the show changes every day, just follow it and you'll get an email or a text update, your choice, you pick. And every day that we're live, that's Monday through Friday, you'll go ahead and get an email or text update. And so then you just click on that at the appropriate showtime and voila, you're here. I encourage you to do that. The show is also available as a podcast on iTunes, and it's free. So if you go to, you know, iTunes and look for podcasts and Rated G Radio, you'll find that, and you can subscribe and take me on the road. You know, if you're on a plane from here to Dubai, you can listen for like 100 hours in a row, and it's great. So tonight Jessie's on, so that's great. We'll bring her on in just a minute. Again, if you've got questions, I see a bunch of you have just called in now that the show has started. If I have not screened your call, hang tight. I'll get to you in just a second. Well, Jessie is talking to our first caller, Sierra, tonight. So Sierra, hang tight. Tomorrow night, we have a rare treat. This is something that I don't do often, and that's have two guests on at the same time because my poor brain really can handle one guest at a time. But I've got the dynamic duo of Monica and Kenneth with It Matters Radio. They have their own podcast. They're both published authors, and they do a weekly podcast Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's an hour earlier than our show. So if you want to, you know, check out Monica and Ken on It Matters Radio first and then pop over to Rated G Radio, that's really cool. They do something called a Spreecast. That's probably, it's kind of the equivalent of Blog Talk Radio, but it's a video chat. And one of the reasons I love Monica and Ken's show is because they're doing a different type of format that I want to do in the new year. So we're kind of helping each other out, to be quite honest. But we're going to talk to Kenneth and Monica tomorrow night about their separate respective books. So I've got two books I've got to read tonight, and I can't wait to dive into them after the show is over. So check out Ken and Monica tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wednesday, we have Rebecca Fisk back for her November appearance. Thrilled to have Rebecca back on. Thursday, we have Mr. Bob Berg and his co-writer, John David Mann. They are the successful best-selling authors of the Go Giver series. I've had Bob on the show several times in the past. He's always a huge hit with the listeners. I love his message. If you've not read the Go Giver, it's a parable book. You know, it's going to take you through a very easy read, some short stories, and at the end of it, you're probably going to be laughing a little bit. I cried like a baby. You learn a lot, and it's really a great story, very heart-touching. But they've come out with a brand-new expanded edition of The Go-Giver. And so Bob is coming on the first half of the show on Thursday. John David Mann, who I've never talked to before, his co-writer, is coming on the second half of the show. And that starts at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday, and that's the 19th. I mentioned the 9 a.m. start time because they're back in Florida, and they have got all this other media press stuff that's going on. So I said, let's get him in early. So we're going to do it before everybody else, you know, beats him up for the rest of the day. So can't wait to have Bob and John on Thursday show. And then Friday, we've got Rick Giannatos. And you say, who is Rick Giannatos? Well, he's like lots of successful music producers that work with artists behind the scenes. He's worked with the likes of The Supremes, Sherry Payne. I mean, I can just go down the list and all of these people. Some of the names you go like, that doesn't sound too familiar to me until you hear their music and you go like, oh my gosh, I totally love them. Rick has a new CD and DVD project that is coming out in early 2016 called The All American Divas. And it features re-recordings by lots of the familiar names of the past, of music that they have remastered, re-recorded, re-super-dupered, and Rick's going to talk to us about that on Thursday's show. We're going to be live at 7. So it's funny, we've got, you know, shows that are hopping all over the place this week, and Friday's usually the show that we started, you know, some other time, but this week it's going to be at 7 o'clock. So Rick Giannatos with All American Divas will be our guest star on Friday night. So without further ado, let's do our drum roll, please, and welcome our VIP guest superstar of the night. It's Jesse Knight, and she is here to talk to listeners tonight and talk to you. So again, if you want to call in, 323-657-1493 is the hotline, and call in and get your questions answered tonight. So Jesse, welcome back. How are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm so good. How are you?
I am thrilled you are here. One of the things that I love about you, Jesse, is that you do everybody has their own take on how they do stuff in life. And what I really like about you is that you really help people, you know, kind of talk through a lot of the issues that they have, but also help guide them to making great choices and decisions about things that are happening in their lives. And I had the fortune of visiting with you some time ago, I think before we had you on the show the first time, and I came away from our time together going, that was really, really, really cool. So I just want to give you some props ahead of time, because I think that you know, the callers that are going to call in and talk to you tonight might be in for a different type of experience than they've had before, if they've called into a radio show and asked to, you know, talk to different types of folks. And I think yours is really kind of a very cool, life-changing type of thing that will let them walk away feeling empowered, really good about their time with you, but also that, you know, they can actually do something about whatever it is that's going on in life and make life better. So thanks for that.
You know, and thank you for saying that, because my goal is twofold. Well, really a millionfold, but one, to keep it simple, and two, I really want to help people add tools to their tool belt. It's not about fixing everything in 5 minutes or an hour-long session. It's really about helping people connect to their own inner guidance system so that they can walk away with tools to apply in their day-to-day life and, you know, have those really feel solid about their own internal resources. So thank you for saying that, because you nailed it. That's you really nailed what my goals are when I'm working with other people.
Yay. Well, I love that.
Yay.
So for anybody who has not called in or not heard Jesse on the show before, because I still call you a newer guest, but, you know, you've been on the show, what, 3 or 4 or 5 months, something like that. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what you are, who you are, what you do, what you don't do, and how, because as people are listening to this tonight, it might help them form their question or think about how they want to ask their questions of you tonight.
You're right, because this is my third time on the show, and when I got clearer in explaining what I do, the questions really shifted the second time I was on the show from the first. So I feel like people were more clear what I have to offer. So yes, I would gladly explain it. My title, although I'm a rebel enough to not really love putting a title on myself, I will say that the title that I give myself is an intuitive advisor. And the gift that I have, I am a psychic. I am psychic, not a psychic. I am a medium. I'm incredibly intuitive, and I'm an empath. I also have a counseling degree. I've been counseling for well over 20 years. And about 9 years ago, I went into private practice as an intuitive consultant, intuitive advisor, whatever you want to call it. And the goal is, I don't do predictions. I don't give advice. I don't do, I think, what a lot of traditional psychics or mediums might do for other people. My goal is more to help people really connect to their own inner knowing, their own internal guidance system, so that they can really get clear on what's going on and feel a little better and make decisions coming from a place of feeling better, which leads us to getting better results. So I really focus on the longer term work so that, like I said, not to be redundant, but so that people walk away with their own, you know, more tools in their tool belt to navigate through life, because life happens. And sometimes, you know, we're in this space of feeling really great and feeling on top of the world and feeling like we're really connected spiritually or consciously. And then life happens, whether it's, you know, a traffic jam or a breakup or what have you. And sometimes we spiral and feel like we're falling down the rabbit hole and we forget everything that we know. And so I serve as a reminder for what you already know.
Yay.
It's that simple. I love simple. I love, love, love simple. And the more we can keep it simple, the easier it is to apply these tips and tricks and techniques and thoughts to our everyday life.
Well, with that, do you think now would be an appropriate time to maybe, you know, kick it into high gear and we'll bring Sierra on the line and I'll go screen some other callers for you?
Let's get this party started.
Yay! Okay. Sierra, you're live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hey. Well, this whole time I've actually been thinking about what question I wanted to ask, but really I guess it's just I've been under a lot of stress about this whole nursing school process, so I don't know what to ask.
Have you applied for nursing school?
I've kind of started the processes of doing so. I'm really just trying to finish up my last prereqs and then I'm going to apply, but you know, my GPA is what's kind of worrying me, you know, because they almost want you to have a 4.0 and I don't quite have that, so I don't know.
So what is your concern? Are you looking for direction, or are you wondering if that's the right choice for you, or
Well, I was just really wondering if, like, I am going to apply to schools, but I'm just hoping if I'll be getting accepted to one. So that's my whole issue.
Got it. Okay. So I'm not sure if you heard the part. I don't read the future for people.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
The reason why I don't do that is because it's my belief that there's always free will. And
okay.
Often with people, I can see things that will happen in the future, but you could make a million decisions between now and then that will shift your experience. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so for me to say something like, for sure you're going to go here and it's going to be in the Midwest and, you know, you're going to start next year, I don't feel like that would be authentic or really helpful. It feels like right now the thing for you is it's about making a decision. Well, first connecting with the end result that you want. It feels like you're very unclear still of what you want. And have you done any work around what you choose to experience? Have you kind of done anything around that yet?
Well, as far as, like, nursing, like, I work at the hospital now, so I know that's, you know, what I want to do. But, like, specialty-wise, no. I think I was just going to work on the floor as a nurse. But my struggle was just the whole getting into a nursing school.
Okay. How do you feel when you are thinking about it, when you're applying for it, when you're preparing yourself for it? Does it bring you joy?
I think I'm more like worried, kind of scared, feared that, you know, something I've been wanting may not happen depending on, you know, the qualifications of nursing school. So,
okay. All right. So, I know, or it sounds like you really wanted more of a prediction of what will happen. But let me tell you how you can shape, how you can create an experience. One, there's always a piece of trusting the process and doing, you know, taking action and putting it out there and just allowing things to land where they're going to land. So when we're confused, when I'm confused, when people that I'm working with they're confused or they're frustrated or they don't know what step to take next, I always say, look what brings you joy. Okay, when you're in a place that doesn't feel good, always look to the next place that brings you joy or that makes you feel a little bit better than you're feeling right now. So if that is making an application or researching the best nursing schools, or I don't know if you've maybe already tried that, find mm-hmm. something that brings a little enthusiasm. Because when we take action out of fear, we're less likely to get the results that we're looking for than when we take action out of joy and enthusiasm. So I would say do a little work around your fear of not succeeding or your fear of not getting in, and find that fire energy, find that passion for nursing or for the place that you want to be in, and take action from there. Because the way we get better results is to feel better when we're taking action.
Right.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Have you done any research around where you'd like to go?
I have, and there's, you know, one particular school I'm kind of like dead set on, but I know it'd be very hard to get into. And I happen, you know, I work at the hospital, and I actually had the CEO as one of my patients, and I know he was telling me, although he couldn't guarantee that I'd get into the program, he can, you know, have them look at me closely and make sure I get, like, a, you know, good tour of the school. So I've been trying to get in contact with him, but, of course, he's always busy, so he has, like, his executive assistants who everything has to be, you know, ran by, so it's kind of hard talking to him to see, you know, if that's doable.
Okay. I would say for you, for where it sounds like, where it feels like you're at right now, your biggest challenge right now is your mindset. It seems like you're looking a lot towards all of the reasons why you wouldn't get in, or why it wouldn't work out for you, or why it's hard. And shift your mindset to a place of, why not me? There isn't anybody out there who wants this more than I do. Why not me? Start looking at the positive. Start looking at, and that's not about faking it, but it's about finding that space of powering through it and knowing that if your intention is always the driving force. If your intention is strong enough, nothing can stop you from getting there if it's in your best interest. So that's where trusting, setting your intention, taking action and trusting the process. But again, doing that from a very positive, enthusiastic place rather than noticing, because I'm looking at you energetically and you're observing all of the things that maybe wouldn't allow you in rather than all of the reasons why you would get in.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the work that I do is mindset and perspective, because yes, grades matter. Yes, location matters and connections matter in life and in your process. All of that, sure, it matters, but nothing matters as much as your mindset. Nothing.
Yeah. I agree.
So for you, I would say that's where the work is right now, is really start observing all of the things that are in your favor rather than the things that are not in your favor. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
welcome.
Sierra. Have a great night.
You too.
And let's see. We've got three more callers. I've got Sonia, Delphine, and Holly up next. So, Sonia, you are now live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sonia.
Oh, hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fabulous. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
I wanted to see as far as relationship. I'm not attracted, like, to males, but just, you know, females. And I recently met someone through and I went out with a group of people. And we're having, you know, another event. This person will be there. And we recently, you know, started texting a lot this weekend and communicating. And they told me that, you know, they don't want to go out with me. She told me that. But I don't know what you're picking up, you know, as far as this. You know, do you see anything happening with this? Or?
Okay. Well, what I sense, when you first started talking about this person, it looks like there are, you know, again, I don't predict the future, but what I do see is energy and dynamics, and I do not see any blocks between the two of you. I really like the feeling that this potential relationship offers you. I don't know if it will be a forever thing, but it feels like there is definitely something for you to gain in connecting with this person.
Okay, because they tell me that they're a straight shooter and pretty straightforward. Because I don't want to, like, I don't want any games, and I told her that. And the same thing on her end. But
okay.
As a matter of fact, tonight she was supposed to get in touch with me. She didn't, but, you know, stuff happened, so I'm not going to think anything of it. But
right.
And we're supposed to have another event this weekend coming up with a group of people. So I'm guessing I'll see her again then. So,
have you gotten clear of what you would like to experience in a relationship? Again, if you listen enough to these, you'll notice that I ask the same questions to almost everyone, regardless of what issue they're presenting. And it's to introspect and to see, because myself included, most of us walk around the world not really clear of what we want out of a relationship or out of an experience.
I'm clear. Okay, good.
Perfect. So that's always the first step for me, is getting clear of what you want. And then it becomes easier in your communication with another person. If something comes up that doesn't work, you can say, oh, right, I already decided this doesn't work. So, for example, she said she would connect with you tonight. Well, A, it's still pretty early. There's still plenty of time for that. And you never know what the reasoning is if somebody doesn't make that connection. But if you know that that's a deal breaker for you and that doesn't work, then you've already decided that in advance and you're clear. And so it's easier for you to set that boundary and have that communication. But it doesn't feel like when I don't really tap into somebody else's subconscious without their permission, but I can kind of get a feel for them through other people. And it feels like a really clear connection. It feels very, very positive. And more than anything, you really feel like you're in the right place to create something really healthy.
Okay. I just don't want to, like... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that's what matters the most is, you know, where you're at and what you're able to create right now. Because I talk to a lot of people who want to create really amazing things, but if they're in a place where they're not feeling super amazing, you get results reflective often on where you're at and how you're feeling. And it seems like you feel in a pretty good place. So it's a great time for you to be starting some kind of relationship or connection with another person.
No, but you don't feel that this person is like a player or anything like that, right?
Again, all I can do is get a sense of that person through you, and it still feels very positive.
Okay.
And for you, if nothing else, this is really good practice of trusting your own inner guidance system. If you've had issues with somebody being a player before, if you have anything, any kind of trust or boundary issues, this is a great opportunity for you to strengthen that and for you to feel your way through the beginning stages of a relationship and make your decisions based on what your gut tells you. It's really good practice. Dating really is good practice for this kind of stuff. So make the decision in advance that you're going to win no matter what. Whether the relationship actually works out or not, you're going to get value out of it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sonia. Have a great night. And, you know, one thing I always want to make sure to let listeners know is that Jesse loves, you know, obviously she loves taking your calls here, but if you're listening to the broadcast and it's not the live broadcast, because we have a ton of people that will listen what we call on demand, or, you know, I call it the Memorex version. But if you're not listening live and want to schedule a time with Jesse, you can actually still do that. Jesse, what's the best way to connect with you to schedule a private appointment?
Great question. My email is jessie@jessienight.com. So it's jessie@jessenancyeid.com. My website is also jessieknight.com, and I have a Connect with Jessie page right on my website. So if you want to browse through it and get a feel for me, have a look at, you know, what I've got to offer, then you can just connect with me right through there.
And, you know, I think
and
that's
my
another.
Phone number. I should give you
oh,
my
yeah.
phone number.
Repeat it twice. Yes, we need your phone number.
Oh, my gosh. It's 480-77-7483.
One more time.
480-577-7483.
There we go. And we'll have Jessie repeat that at the end of the show as well. But, you know, one of the things that I think is important, and it sounds kind of silly for me to say this, but this is just me, so I can't speak for anybody else. But when I can go to a website and get a connection with whatever service or product or whatever it is, it could even be, you know, going to the movies. If I don't like, you know, how the site feels, I'm not going to go because it just creeps me out. But when I went to your website, Jessie, it's very easy to navigate, very easy to read through, and I just like how user-friendly the experience is. It's not a lot of clutter. It's not a lot of yuck. It's just, you know, there it is, and it's just, you know, a pleasure. So everybody should go to jessieknight.com and check that out as well. Let's go to
our... Thank you
our,
for saying that.
Well,
thank
you know, because... You know, you do read some websites, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I've got a headache now. All I wanted to do is call them or find out where I can find out more, and it's just, you know.
I know.
So you go through that. So thank you for
keep
having
– Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. That's it. That's
keep
it.
Keep it simple.
And by the way, we've got some people in the Blog Talk chat room tonight. I know some people have asked if they can ask a question there. Yes, you can. We just need you to type your question in or send a private message. You can do that. Also, if you're in Facebook, because a lot of folks are pinging me saying, I'm listening in, you can ask a question there too. But we'd love it if you'd call 323-657-1493. If you don't want to ask a question live, you know, because sometimes that freaks you out, that's okay. Just ask it. So we can get to your question tonight. And we're going to do one more call from Delphine. We're going to get to Holly after that, but we're going to take a quick commercial break after Delphine talks with Jessie. Delphine, you are now live. Go ahead.
Hi
Delphine. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, I have I've been sending my resumes out, and I've been going on job interviews. And I have a job interview tomorrow for a supervisor position, so I was wondering how were you kind of feeling, were you picking up from that?
First of all, your accent is absolutely lovely. I really like your energy. You're like a flower or something. I don't know. You just exude all of this. I don't know what the word is. You must be feeling really good. Are you feeling really confident about your interview tomorrow?
Yeah,
I think you're going to nail it. The minute I heard your voice, I just saw all this lovely, sparkly energy. It feels like you're in a great place to create, a really great place to create. Is this your dream job or something that you're interviewing for? Is it a promotion? What's going on?
I work as a counselor at a psych nursing facility, and this one is for supervisor at a psych nursing facility. So.
Okay. So is this more of a leadership role than you had before, obviously? It sounds like
yes.
Okay. And it feels like you've been preparing for that. You've been doing some work around kind of evolving yourself and developing yourself into more of a leader as well, correct?
That's true.
Yes, I can tell. It really, again, I don't do predictions. I keep saying that. But it really feels like you're going to nail it. It really feels like this spot is, this position is yours. And I don't mean just that you're going to get the job. It feels like a really, really good fit for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I interviewed for another job last week, so I don't know. The lady said she was going to let me know in 3 weeks, so I don't know how I did that one. But
the one that you just talked about feels like a better fit, because even when you brought up the second one, it doesn't really show up on the radar. I wouldn't be surprised if you got that offer, but the vibe of it, the fit for you, for who you are and where you're at, the second one feels like a much better fit, at least for what I'm picking up right now. I mean, there is really it really feels obvious, the work that you've done and the, like, the emotional, the mindset, the feeling better and creating a better situation for yourself, because it feels like in the not-so-recent past, you kind of did not feel so good and maybe went through something pretty tough. Like, you've handled it really, really well. I commend you for whatever you've done.
Okay, thank you. Wow. Yeah, I'm picking the same thing you're picking up. The first one, it just didn't click. I mean, it was, the job was nice, but I just didn't feel like a click.
I think, you know, the job would be fine for you. You wouldn't hate it. You wouldn't be miserable. But you wouldn't find the same sparkle in that one that you would this one. You know, the same, all like, right. You wouldn't feel that oomph.
Okay.
Well, so stay really feeling positive. Work on your mindset. And before you go in there, you know, make that, I don't know if you've listened to my, the other calls that I've had, the other shows that I've done with Garrett here, but choose in advance, you know, claim that job before you even go in. Claim it as yours and go in there with confidence and enthusiasm and joy, knowing that if it is the right fit, if we are right on in this conversation, then it's yours and there's no stopping you. That's really the mindset to have when you go into anything. Create it. Don't wait for somebody else's permission. Create it. You empower yourself and make it happen.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks, Delphine. We need an update next month.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to hear about the big fat paycheck you're getting. Okay. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay. We're going to do a real quick commercial break, and it's from our friends at It Matters Radio, because we're going to have Kenneth and Monica on tomorrow night, and a short break with Rainbow Brew. So if you need to run to the bathroom real quick or heat up a cup of tea or coffee or something like that, now's the time to do it. We'll be back in just about 2 minutes. Hang tight, everybody.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, first of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Aye, wonderful people. They had me on a while back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, a duff man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, laddie, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be...
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
Well, that's a mouthful if I have a hard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
And if you go order that Rainbow Brew, if you go like their Facebook fan page, everybody, just as an FYI, on Facebook, it's Rainbow Brew. You know, they'll even give you like coupon codes, and then you can use that to get some money off at checkout. Now, I will tell you, if you also say, I heard you on Rated G Radio. They will do an actual happy dance in their coffee shop in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So if you order their coffee, which is really great, they'll do a happy dance for you. They may even put it on social media if you do that. But you say, I heard you on Rated G Radio. So we're back, everybody. We've got Jessie Knight. She's an intuitive advisor, and she's going to be taking your calls and questions from the chat room tonight. We've got here's kind of like the roadmap of where we're going. We've got Holly up next. Then I have a question from Jennifer in the Blog Talk chat room. And I've got Linda and Tanya up next. So if you have a question, we'll get to as many of you as we can. We should be able to get to all of those callers and questions this show. But if you are kind of on the fence, now's the time to ask a question so we can get you in the queue of questions for the night. Holly, you're live with Jessie next. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Holly.
Hi. I'm not sure of a question. Is it possible to get a message from Spirit?
Actually, I only rarely do that when I am working one-on-one in a session with someone. I can't do that over the phone, like over the radio show, unfortunately. It requires a lot of focus and clearing energy, and for me as a medium, there are too many dynamics involved over the radio.
Okay, maybe just is finances improving this year? 2016.
Okay. Are you, I'm not sure what your question around that is. Like how to do it, or is it going to happen, or what?
Like, is it going to happen, or, yes.
Okay. Well, it will if you create it. Do you know how to create it? Do you know how to set your, have you listened to any of the calls before when I've been working with people and talking about? Okay, good. So I know we have a lot of callers waiting, so I'll reiterate really briefly how to do that. And again, we can talk for an entire session about this. So if you're interested in doing that, I can really go into depth with you over the phone. But I will tell you and do your, you know, getting in touch with the spirit, just not over the radio. So in short, basically, when we want something, really anything, know that it's ours to have if it's in our best interest. The best way to get there is connecting with the end result. So if for you, if it's more money, if you can get clear on, you know, picking an amount, it doesn't have to be specific, but once you've selected that, you know, maybe I want another $5,000 a month. Okay, do some fun and creative energy around, well, how will my life be different now that I have this $5,000 a month? So you're stepping into the energy of already having, okay? We're doing a little creative, like make-believe, and you're stepping into it, and you're looking around. What's new and different now that I have that? I feel a little more freedom. You know, these bills are paid off, and that boosts my self-esteem. I get to go out to that ladies' luncheon every month that before I couldn't afford, or I'm saving up for a spa trip or a vacation. So have some fun and play around. Now that I'm here, how does my life look different? And then really narrow that down into a sentence or a statement of what that provides you, whether it's self-esteem or freedom or flexibility. What is it? And really use that word as your theme word and go create more of that in your life, and it helps bring that financial income in. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, perfectly.
For example, the first time I did that exercise several years ago, the word that for what I was creating was freedom. So I released the actual thing that I really wanted, that I felt was out of my reach, and I went and I created more of the energy of freedom in my life, and that helped bring to me, because it's an energetic likeness, and I'm sure you've heard of law of attraction and all that yummy stuff. Energy is energy, and when you pull that energy into your life, all the goodies that come with it come in as well. And you may say it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's simple and easy, and that's how it should be.
Okay.
And it works. I promise.
Well, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Holly. Have
Bye.
A great night. Appreciate your call. And our next call, it comes from the Blog Talk chat room. This comes from Jennifer, and Jennifer wants to know, she says, I am curious what is coming up in the career area in the future.
But we don't have Jennifer on, so I can't ask her any questions.
Jennifer, okay. I know that you're in the chat room, so if you want to ask something, we can kind of go back and forth. I can be a TTY, you know, operator and kind of relay the message.
Let's see if I can find anything out there, Jennifer.
Okay.
I'm looking for you, Jennifer. I feel like, okay, ask the question again. Will you read the question again, Garrett, just so I can, it'll help me connect.
Okay, and her username, I don't know if this makes a difference to you or not, but her username in the chat room is Aqua Girl, but it's Jennifer.
Aww.
I am curious what is coming up in the career area in the future.
Okay, it feels like she's going to be letting go of something for something better to come. So I don't know if there is somehow where she's at right now is going to be ending, or if she's choosing to leave, or maybe she has some kind of contract that's running out. The clearest I can get for the little bit of information that I have is something is going to happen that's going to initially feel like a little bit of a disappointment, but it's actually in her favor if she can just kind of stay calm and neutral through that and know that it's preparing her for something that better serves her and suits her that will kind of follow shortly after. She just needs
okay.
to stay in alignment with that and hold her space of, you know, trusting the process and trying the best to stay out of fear mode.
There we go.
It feels like
Jennifer.
Something really, really yummy and awesome, Jennifer, for you, but there's something that will happen before that that just don't get scared. That's all I have to say about that. Just don't let it freak you out. It's really good. You've got a lot of support. You've got a lot of people working in your favor, a lot of energies working in your favor, so hang in there.
Cool. Okay. So, Jennifer, thanks for the question in the chat room. Lexi, I see your question next. So we're going to go to Holly and Tanya, and then we're going to get to your question. So our next live caller is Holly. You're now live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
I already talked to you guys.
Oh, sorry, Holly. I have all these other calls in the queue. What, did you have another question? No, well, I can't ask you that. We got other people waiting. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate it. Sorry. Okay, there we go. See, it's the beauty of live radio here, Jesse. Tanya, you're now live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I was calling to see if you see anything as far as career for me. Any new jobs coming along?
Wow, we've got a lot of career questions tonight. This is really interesting. I love themes. I love how when you pay attention, how so many people go through these phases and movements at the same time, and so many people who are looking for guidance on their career all found this show tonight. I love it. That doesn't help you. I'm just making a comment. There's something for you to do first. What is there for you to do? Do you know? Do you know there's something that's calling your attention that feels a little bit bigger than career right now?
I don't know.
Okay. Does everything feel pretty smooth in your life right now?
No. It's all constantly trying to, find myself. I guess.
To find yourself, is that what you said?
Yes, just growing.
Oh, okay, see, that's really good. If you heard the first call that I made, it doesn't mean you're not being discouraged from looking for a new job or creating something better for yourself. If you heard, I think it was the first call that we took tonight, or maybe it was just my intro when I said, my work is around helping people get clear and feeling better and then making better decisions. Because when you make decisions, you kind of get the results from the vibe of where you're at when you take action or when you make decisions. And so when you do a little work to feel a little better, some personal development or whatever it is that you're saying, you're wanting to do, you're going to have better results as you're job seeking. And so maybe that's what I'm seeing when I said, it really feels like there's something for you to do before you make any major career decisions. And so maybe there's this piece of finding yourself or waking something up that's maybe been a little dormant. Are you gifted in some way? Are you a sensitive person?
I'm sorry?
Are you intuitive? Are you a sensitive person? What is your thing?
I'm intuitive.
Like on a hypersensitive level, like a psychic or
I'm not sure. I just know when people are, I just know things, and but empathic.
Mm-hmm.
So very empathic.
Okay. Well, it feels like there's something for you to become aware of or to find before you make changing your career or shifting your major focus. I don't feel like it'll take long. I feel like you already have the resources you need in your life. There are people that are already plucked into your life that can help you or at least guide you. But there's something for you to discover before you move on to the next phase of your career or where you want to go in that area of your life.
Okay.
I can't tell you exactly what it is. I mean, I could fake it, but I'm not going to do that. It's discovery.
Okay.
It's your discovery that really, that's where the magic is for you. And it might not be the answer that you wanted, but it will, if you take the initiative, if you do this thing that won't end up being that big, the payoff for you will be ginormous. I love that word, but it really will be. And I feel that very strongly. So I would encourage you to do a little soul searching and to see where there is for you to grow a little bit, whether it's waking something up or discovering something about yourself. I would start there.
I don't know. I've been working on this for years. I really just don't know where that could be.
Have you ever read the book Journey of Souls?
I'm sorry,
Journey of the Soul,
you.
I think. Journey of the Soul, I think is the name of it.
No, I haven't.
Okay, that book just popped into my mind. So there might be a really great connection for you there. It might not be something verbatim that the book says, but it will trigger something in you that will help things make sense for you.
Okay.
Yeah, be excited because this is, I really encourage you to be excited because there is really a lot available for you. If you, I don't know what word to put to it, but if you follow this guidance, the guidance that you're being given, there really is a huge reward in it for you. And you will feel, you will make a big shift. Or at least it's available to you to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Tanya, thanks for the call tonight. I sure appreciate you, and I hope you have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, my dear. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
And Jesse, it looks like our last question is coming out of the chat room, and it's going to be Patty. And Patty says, I told a friend how I truly feel about him. So it's a love question. Did this bring us closer together or farther apart? I've got a mixed message. So that question comes from Patty. So again, it's, I told a friend how I truly feel about him. Did this bring us closer together or farther apart? I got a mixed message.
Patty, right off the bat, it feels like a little bit like your fear came up, not the other person's. And it may be a little tiny bit the other person's, but oftentimes when we make ourselves vulnerable, we get buyer's remorse a little bit, like, oh my gosh, what did I do? It doesn't feel negative from the other person's point of view. It feels like you got a little nervous from making yourself vulnerable. And I say congratulations to you for doing that. It takes a lot of courage to tell somebody how we feel, especially when we feel like we have a lot to lose. And you may feel like you have more to lose when it's a friend and someone that you're already really strongly connected to. But I applaud you for telling the truth and being really authentic with your feelings. So no matter what happens in the end, this is a win for you because you just developed a strength, and that is admirable. But back to answering your question, I don't sense anything negative from the other end. I do sense that a little anxiety came up in you, maybe even a little tiny bit of resistance, and that's what you're picking up on. The message from the other end doesn't feel mixed. It feels maybe a little bit like your interpretation of it is mixed. And maybe I kind of tap into your energy when you're getting this message, and there's a lot of, maybe a little bit of angst in my chest. And so relax, be proud of yourself for communicating your truth. That is, like I said, that is a really huge win. And the best we can all do is communicate our message with love. We cannot control how anybody receives what we communicate. We can't control how they're going to respond and how it's going to feel. The best we can do is put it out there. And you did that. And so really stay connected with the love that allowed you to create that and to take that action, and that is what is going to get you the best results. But again, to be clear, it doesn't feel negative on the other end. I just feel a little fear on your end. I don't feel like anything is ruined. No.
And you know what she
can't say? What? Go ahead.
Jesse, you know what she says? She goes, yes, .. true, ..
Yeah, I really feel that really strongly with you. So chill out. And I say that with love. Just take a deep breath. Be really proud of yourself for your courage and really stay connected to the love that brought you to communicating that. And like I was going to say is I can't predict whether it's all going to, work out in a happily ever after, like in an intimate relationship. But it does feel like a very, very positive relationship. And there doesn't feel like a loss at all in that.
So I think, she says thank you with an exclamation point. So, Patty, you're welcome for, the time with Jesse, but thank you for taking time to listen to the show tonight. So, Jesse, I feel like I'm REO Speedwagon, and I say we're all out of love, but we're all out of questions tonight from the listeners, so that's kind of cool. Any last words of wisdom or specials or things like that that you want to talk about that the listeners should know about before we let you go?
Yes, a couple of things. Starting the Monday after Thanksgiving, so whatever the date is, it becomes my busiest time of year because intuitive guidance is a great holiday gift. And I do these very cute little holiday gift certificates. So keep that in mind, the listeners. Keep that in mind. It's a great stocking stuffer. It's great for kids, for parents, for couples, anything like that. It's like I said, my biggest time of year, that and Mother's Day for gift certificates. So I will start offering those. It's the same price as a session, which is $115 for about 60 to 70 minute session. And I'll start that the Monday after Thanksgiving. Again, the work that I do is really meant to empower the people that I work with, to help them really get connected to their own internal guidance system. So for every one question somebody asks me, I will turn around and help and ask them three questions, because if you're allowing somebody to, make your choices for you and see your future for you, that takes all the creativity and fun out of life. I want to see people really empowered to create their own experience, to really get the results that they know that they're capable of creating. And a lot of that is mindset and perspective and just getting clear. Keep it simple, simple, simple. It should be simple. There was no plan for this to be hard and difficult and full of angst. Mm-mm. It's supposed to be fun. That's it. It's supposed to be fun and simple.
I love it. Now, one more time, we have to shamelessly plug your website and your phone number so people know how to get a hold of you. How do people find you again?
Okay, my phone number is 480-577-7483, 480-577-7483. My website is my name, which is Jesse Knight, J-E-S-S-E, N as in Nancy, E-I, D as in dog, T as in Tom, .com. My email address is jesse@jessenight.com.
There we go. And we're going to be right back in just a couple of quick seconds to round out the rest of the show, believe it or not. So here's another little kind word from Rainbow Brew. We'll be right back.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
So for everybody who has been listening tonight, I want to send out a big shout-out again to Jesse Knight for being here. JessenEight.com. Jesse Knight is her website. Go check her out. Go get a session for one of your family or friends. They would think you're totally cool for doing it. I tell you, it's true, because I have had a session with Jesse offline, and it was one of those things that I went, that was really awesome. So with that, hey, I wanted to let everybody know, last night I was at the, and normally I do a video for the week and tell everybody who's going to be on the show. I just didn't have it in me today. I was at a TV taping last night. I was an extra for this TV show, Child of the 70s. You can go and watch their episodes on YouTube. They've had three seasons so far, and they asked me to be part of their season 4 finale last night up in Hollywood. So I left the house probably about like 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, got home about 1 a.m., and they were still filming when I left, by the way, because they still had a couple more scenes to go. But it was like, Papa's got to go. He is really beat. And you never, you know, leave, but they didn't really need me for any of the additional scenes, so I got to come home. But by the time I got home, got wound down and everything else, got up today, had day job stuff to take care of, I didn't have the chance to actually go down to the beach and film a video or find some place where it wasn't blowing 50-mile-an-hour winds. We had crazy winds all day long, and it was the loudest. It was like living right next to a train track and having the boxcars go by at 100 miles an hour. It was just very, very loud, very, very distracting. So didn't get a chance to do a video. So I've just posted the guests that are on for the week, and we'll try to figure out something. But I always love to do those videos because I get great feedback from you guys and different ideas on things that you want to see. So I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. But I want to send out a big shout-out tonight to Michael Vaccaro, to Ann Walker, to Randy Jones. You'll know him as the cowboy of the Village People, to Mike Drayden, to Irene Soderbergh, to everybody who was part of the filming last night. Susan Olson, you'll remember her as Cindy Brady from the Brady Bunch. Sheena Metal from LA Talk Radio. Goodness gracious, there's just a ton of people that were there last night. All of them are so professional and just so accommodating. It is always interesting to see how different TV shoots and film shoots work, because the energy and vibe is different everywhere, and this is actually kind of a big scale type of a thing, because between cast and crew there's probably over 50-60 people that were there for the course of the taping. So it was really an honor to be included in that, and I got to be an extra outside of not having a speaking part. They use me pretty much in every single scene, so we'll see what ends up making its way to the viewing screen in 2016 when they release season 4, so that will be really exciting to see. But just an incredible opportunity to see, how this particular TV series is filmed, and just how professional and accommodating and nice, and I just keep going on and on and on, but that's what these folks were last night. Really impressed with everybody there, so thank you for including me in your season 4 finale for Child of the 70s. Go check them out on YouTube. The episodes, because it's a web series, episodes range anywhere from like 5 to 10 minutes, so it's not like you're going to have to sit there for hours and watch an 8-season thing of Breaking Bad. Again, tomorrow night on the show at 5:30, special start time, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, Monica and Kenneth with It Matters Radio. I'll be reading two of their books tonight, and we'll be talking to them about doing their own podcast, video cast, and also their careers as authors. Excited to have both of them on. Wednesday night, we have intuitive psychic Rebecca Fisk. If you've talked to Rebecca in the past and would like to ask her a question, call in. Phone lines open at 6:45, 15 minutes before showtime. Thursday at 9 a.m., we have authors Bob Berg and John David Mann, authors, they're co-authors of the Go Giver series. If you haven't read that book yet, it will change your life in crazy, crazy, fantastic ways. You know, it's kind of one of those stories that sneaks up on you, and when it does, it hits you, and you're like, oh, my God. So Bob Berg will be with us in the first half hour. His co-author, John David Mann, joins us in the second half hour. And on Friday, we have Rick Giannatos, and we're going to be playing music from their new CD called All American Divas. I said their new CD, but it's all these, you know, All American Divas that have come back together to go back into the studio and re-record timeless hits of the past that you will love and remember. And again, thanks to Jesse Knight tonight. Don't drive distracted. It's a pleasure doing the show with and for you. Please follow the show. Follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, pretty much everything outside of Facebook is at Garrett's Hot, or it looks like Garrett Shot, but it's Garrett's Hot. And on Facebook, friend me. Just don't post anything weird, and you'll enjoy the journey along with everybody else. Have a great night, everybody. I sure appreciate you. Stay warm wherever you're at, and be healthy. Oh, hey, I'm going to give you a little cold tip. I'm not a medical doctor, but I play one on TV. If you are suffering from a cold, you know, sneezing, sniffles, that type of stuff, instead of spending a ton of money on a bunch of cold remedies that don't really do anything for you, search out, and if you want me to send you a little thing on it, I will. It's free. I didn't come up with this. I don't make any money on it, but it's called wet sock therapy. And you'll get it, and you'll think, Garrett, you've lost your damn mind. But I'm going to tell you, if you are suffering from like a cold type of a thing and want to feel better tomorrow, I'm saying this at night because you've got time to do it. It's really simple. If you want me to send you the thing, I'll do it. Take a hot shower tonight. Get two pairs of socks. If you've got wool socks, that's even better. But if you just don't have wool socks, get two pairs of gym socks. Soak one pair of socks in cold water. That you're going to freak out when I tell you this, but it's not that bad. Have the other pair of socks outside. Go take a hot shower. Get in your jammies. Take the wet socks. Take the dry socks. Go over, sit next to your bed. Put the wet socks on your feet. I know that's going to freak you out. And then put the dry socks on top of it and climb into bed. It will help you start to feel better naturally overnight. And you should do it for 3 days in a row. That comes from my naturopathic doctor back in Phoenix, Dr. Jesse Bramstedt. And it's something that she shared with me back in 2009. And I never get sick, but when I start feeling a little something coming on, I always go to wet sock therapy. And I also send that out to people on Facebook who are like, I'm sick and I want to whine and complain. I send the wet sock therapy thing to them. They try it, and they're like, holy cow, it was free also. So go check that out. Have a great night. Sorry to ramble, everybody, but I sure appreciate you, and we'll talk to you live tomorrow at 5:30 with Monica and Kenneth with It Matters Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.